From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung attends the Group of Seven summit in France and asks U.S. President Donald Trump to work on peacefully resolving issues with North Korea. Protesters demanding a rerun of the June 3rd local elections continue their rally for the 13th day, blocking entry to a sports stadium that was used as a ballot counting center. And the Defense Ministry plans to ease land use restrictions along the inter-Korean border. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung is in the French town of Evian-les-Bains for the Group of Seven summit, having joined the talks as a guest on Tuesday, along with the leaders of India, Brazil, and Kenya. During a photo session, he also had a brief encounter with U.S. President Donald Trump and asked him to make efforts to resolve North Korea issues. Rosenbach has more.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leaders of the G7 nations and their partner countries gathered for group photos Tuesday in a show of unity during the annual summit in Evian-les-Bains, France. President Lee Jae-myung is attending this year's G7 summit as an invited guest. During a brief encounter there, he asked U.S. President Donald Trump to spearhead a peaceful resolution of North Korea issues, quote, just as he resolved the Middle East war, according to the top office. At the first extended session at the summit, he discussed advances in AI technology and called for the benefits of those advances to be shared among all countries. On the sidelines of the multilateral event, he held talks with his Canadian counterpart at a time when South Korea is bidding for a massive submarine project to replace the Royal Canadian Navy's aging fleet.
It's a great pleasure to be back with President Lee. Since we last met in Korea, our partnerships continue to grow. We're working across defense, across investment, across trade, on all aspects, including on the cultural side. So it's great. We have a lot to talk about.
And since there are so many areas where we can cooperate in, I believe we must discuss the more detailed areas where we will expand our cooperation.
With German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, he agreed to seek defense industrial collaboration.
So many thanks for your time.
The South Korean leader is scheduled to take part in expanded sessions and other events during the two-day summit through Wednesday. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Protesters demanding a rerun of the June 3rd local elections are continuing the rally for the 13th day, Wednesday, and are still surrounding a handball stadium in Seoul's Songpa district that was used as a ballot counting center. They are blocking entry to the stadium, arguing that the fairness of the elections was compromised due to ballot paper shortages at many polling stations. Pejian has more on the situation.
The handball gymnasium houses several sports associations, including the Korean Fencing Federation. Fencing association officials tried to get inside the stadium on Tuesday to retrieve gear for members of the national team ahead of the 2026 Senior Asian Fencing Championships in India, which start later this week. Lawmakers from the main opposition People Power Party sought to persuade the protesters to give way to the athletes, but with one adamant protester blocking the doors, Olympic gold medalist Oh Sang-wook and other fencers had to leave for the event without their equipment. The fencers borrowed swords and other gear for the international competition. The gymnasium served as a vote-counting center for the June 3rd local elections, which were marred by ballot paper shortages that occurred at least 26 polling stations. The demonstrators say they are blockading the gymnasium to make sure ballot boxes are not tampered with, and they are demanding a redo of the elections. The National Election Commission has apologized for what happened on Election Day, but says new elections are uncalled for. The government has launched a joint probe to get to the bottom of the ballot shortages. Police are also investigating some protesters on suspicion of obstruction of business. Pedro and KBS World Radio News.
The Defense Ministry plans to ease land use restrictions along the inter-Korean border as part of deregulatory efforts to promote coexistence between civilians and the military. According to the ministry, on Wednesday, the civilian control line, which lies within 10 kilometers south of the military demarcation line dividing the two Koreas, will be adjusted northward by an average of 2 kilometers starting next year. Adjusting the distance between the two lines to an average of 6 kilometers will also mean reclassifying an expanse of land covering about 270 square kilometers, or 90 times the size of Seoul's Yeouido, from a control protection zone to a restricted protection zone, making construction and land development projects possible with a proper authorization. The ministry will also seek to adjust the existing restricted protection zones within 25 kilometers south of the military demarcation line starting in the latter half of the year, and to lift all restrictions on land use for an area measuring about 450 square kilometers or 150 times the size of Yeouido. The Bank of Korea says consumer inflation averaged 2.4% in the first half of this year, exceeding its 2% target, and projects that inflation will remain elevated at around 3% in the second half of the year. In a report released Wednesday, the central bank attributed the significant rise in the first half to higher global oil prices following the outbreak of the Iran war in late February. Consumer inflation accelerated from 2% in January and February to 3.1% in May, and core inflation, which excludes food and energy prices, climbed to 2.5%, reflecting higher airfares linked to fuel surcharges. The BOK says inflationary pressures remain significant despite progress in efforts to end the Iran war, warning that stronger consumption and rising wages could keep inflationary pressures elevated even if the Middle East conflict ends and oil prices fall. The central bank expects consumer inflation to remain around 3% in the second half of the year, but predicts that core inflation will stay in the mid to upper 2% range. The U.S.-Iranian framework agreement to end the war includes a plan to create a $300 billion private investment fund for Iran's reconstruction, more than half of which has already been committed, Reuters reported on Tuesday. A source with direct knowledge of the deal told Reuters that the new fund is a private investment vehicle, not a reconstruction or reparations program, and will not include any government money or grants. The source, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because the plan has yet to be officially announced, added that companies based in the U.S., Asia, the Gulf Arab states, South America, and Africa have agreed to commit financing. Although a comprehensive list was not given in the report, the source named companies from South Korea, Japan, Singapore, Malaysia, and the U.S., and the pledged investments span energy, logistics, manufacturing, and transportation. A YouTube original program produced by KBS called Next Door Families, What Makes a Family, has won the Best Original Digital Creation Award at the 65th Monte Carlo Television Festival. The program was selected on Tuesday as the inaugural winner of the festival's newly established digital category, marking the first time a South Korean production has received the honor. Considered one of the world's four major television festivals, the Monte Carlo Television Festival introduced the digital category this year. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 137.64 points, or 1.58% on Wednesday, to close at 8,864.24. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 13.28 points, or 1.3%, to close at 1,031.96. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.